Hey guys, so for a while now, we've been doing this thing called the pre-post show. It's called the pre-post show because we never quite know whether it's coming out before or after the episode. Just kind of depends on what kind of chaotic bullshit's going on around here. We do it for the $10 patrons, and recently we did one that was so fucking funny to me that we just all felt like we got to put this out as like a preview. So this is the kind of shit you get along with every episode if you sign up for the $10 patronage level. I understand that's out of some people's range and stuff. It's not a huge show. It's usually about 10, 15, 20 minutes pre-post show. We do it every Monday, every Friday for our $10 patrons. But this is a free preview of that. Check it out. This is a segment I like to call White Precious. When it's going.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is how TJ punishes us when we try and talk about business matters now. He just starts recording some piece of content.
So yeah, there you go.
So we can't talk about business matters.
You know anymore. What? Because I don't talk about business. I do business, motherfucker. It's time to do this shit.
I think you need an ass beating, TJ.
Right now, dude, you need to shut your fucking mouth and apologize to me, dude.
Yeah,
shut
your fucking mouth. You owe us an apology.
All right, as long as you understand that an apology in my culture basically consists of lighting someone on fire.
Go ahead.
In your culture?
Yeah.
What culture is that?
Your shirt's not very flammable, dude. I was expecting that would light up a little bit. I'm not going to light you personally on fire, because your shirt's obviously more flammable than your skin.
I think you need to fucking check yourself, TJ, and apologize.
Check myself?
Yeah.
You apologize.
I don't
even right
check
now.
Nothing. What Apologies. Do I apologize for what? What have I done?
Do.
What's my... What's,
TJ?
What do I need to apologize for?
You're disrespectful.
Disrespectful of what?
Apologize to me right now.
Of
TJ.
Us.
For what? What I
for,
do.
Or for being human beings.
You have a
being.
Fucking
what
choice,
I
TJ. You
what
apologize,
I
TJ. I'll have to fucking kill you, man.
You gotta kill me?
Yeah,
what did I fucking do?
Kill you this time.
What I fucking do?
I'll fuck kill you, TJ.
You were
disrespectful. All right, I guess I apologize. I'm sorry.
You know I'm packing too, TJ.
Yeah, I know. I see
yeah,
it.
Dude, he comes with that heat. He's got
I
that chopper.
I got it, boy.
Yeah, I was riding with Scott the other day. He's like, check out my guns. He fucking pulls out an AK-47 and
rat-a-tat-tat. Shit. Rat-a-tat-tat.
I'm like, God damn.
Don't doubt I got a gun, TJ.
Scotty comes
see it?
Strapped.
Yeah, he fucking pulled it out of his,
You no. want to see it,
I have seen it.
Okay.
I have seen
it. So you don't fuck with me, TJ.
But I don't even know how I fucked with you. We just started the show, and all of a sudden you're like, apologize.
Because I asked you, TJ.
What'd you ask
I asked
me?
You a fucking question about something.
Yeah, a business question.
Business question.
Business question.
And then you were like, fuck this. You know what needs to be done? The show. And you just started it. That's what you apologized for. That was a dick move.
No, it wasn't.
We run a business, TJ. We got to have business conversations sometimes.
I don't want to. It's boring.
I know. None of us want to.
It's boring, Paul.
Trust me. None of us want to.
It's fucking boring, Paul.
I know.
What do you want me to do, Paul?
In order to do the cool shit that ain't boring, you have to do the boring shit. Otherwise, the boring shit
no, I'm gonna skip my
ruins
meat.
Your life.
I'm going to skip my meat and eat the pudding.
You don't eat your meat. You can't have any pudding, TJ. How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat?
I don't know. So I was thinking about it. But I want the pudding, and I don't really want the meat. I just want the pudding. Is that so wrong?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Why do you think you're so fucking fat?
I'm not fat. You're fatter than me. You fat fuck.
Did you see the muscle rolls?
TJ, let's just step on a scale then, dude. Let's see who's fucking fatter, dude.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, who's got bigger muscle rolls?
I'm got fucking, more muscles, dude.
I'm 10 feet taller than you, so.
You're 10 feet taller than
yeah,
me?
Yeah, so
I'm
mean,
about
obvious,
10 feet.
Obviously, I weigh more. I'm like Godzilla. You like fucking, I don't know, normal size Zilla. It's no good. It's no damn good, man.
I'm fucking Mothra, bitch. You about to die.
Mothra?
Yeah, he's got two Asian bitches that worship him.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about those little miniature chicks.
I'm bigger than you, dude. Look,
yeah.
Man. Stand up, dude.
Oh, damn.
I'm fucking bigger than you, TJ.
Stand
look.
Up.
Look, I'm fucking bigger.
Yeah, stand up.
Stand up, TJ. Look, dude, you ain't shit.
Oh, wow,
you
that doesn't
shit,
really
TJ.
Work.
Shit,
why are you squatted down so low, TJ?
I'm not.
You were on. You were on my camera.
No. Optical illusion.
Wow,
dude.
Man, dude.
That's
the
fucking true height,
the
dude.
Fucking visual effects on this podcast
know, right?
are off the chain.
The
man.
Illusion.
Wonderful.
Mind bending illusion.
That's just his true height now.
We're Imagineers over here at Deep Fat Fried, man.
I know, right? What are we gonna fucking come up with next over here on this show?
Oh, who knows?
Who fucking even can predict?
Who knows what the wacky neckbeards over at Deep Fat Fried are gonna come
up with
next?
I did see something kind of interesting over on the DFF subreddit.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm kidding. Whatever, they're fine over there.
We've had worse.
They're angsty and they're trolly, but whatever. They're kind of like us.
All hates us.
So anyway,
wants us dead in a ditch.
Yeah,
I saw this trailer over there. It looks fucking god awful.
Oh, I've seen this shit.
What trailer for what?
It's a trailer called Breakthrough.
Dude, this is fucking terrible. You guys haven't seen this?
It's some kind of Christian movie.
It's about faith and believing, Paul.
Yeah, check it out.
Rise and shine. Breakfast is ready in 10
Damn,
minutes.
She fat.
And damn, it's
make
Precious.
Come back up there.
It's White Precious.
White
dude.
Precious.
White Precious is here.
It's a close-knit community. The kind of place where everyone knows everyone.
Hi, Miss Jay.
Hey, how are you girls? And we're always there for you.
We're skinny, unlike you.
Yeah.
Hi, White Precious. Hey, girls.
How you doing?
Fucking That's Precious white. Got vertiligo or
dude,
whatever the fuck
is
it's called.
White
Vertigo.
Precious, dude.
Vertigo.
It's white suburban. It's white suburban precious, dude.
How y'all doing? We're all good Christians here.
Each other.
Nice sermon, Pastor.
What?
What's guy?
That dude. What's the guy from that 70 show?
Yeah.
He's a Christian reactor now.
Has a basketball game.
Yeah, I've seen this guy.
You got to do what you got to do for that paycheck.
Yeah, I guess so.
Here, this kid is so lit.
Text your mom tomorrow and tell her when and where to pick you up. And, don't do anything stupid.
Love you guys.
From the producer of Miracles from Heaven.
Damn, this is a long-ass trailer, too.
It's long as shit.
Boys, get off the ice!
We're training for the Olympics, sir!
Oh, no!
Cindy.
John!
She looked, her face looked like they just told her, like, we're out of hamburgers at McDonald's or something.
White Precious, the McDonald's is out of burgers.
She's just like, look of horror and shit.
Or it's when the buffet cuts her off. Like, man, you've had about 15 plates. It's
ding,
like,
ding, ding, ding.
What? All you can eat?
He's been underwater for more than 15 minutes. It's going to be a recovery, not a rescue.
I got something.
We've done everything medically possible.
There's nothing more we can do.
Pray.
Well, can I eat the body?
Yeah. She looks like she's about to fucking feast, dude. It's only right if we eat him. It's what he would want.
Get the bathtub full of boiling butter ready.
Please, God. Send your Holy Spirit.
Oh, God.
Okay, so
the Holy Spirit is going to save this kid that's been dead for like an hour.
Sweet baby Jesus, save this boy.
I love how the hospital staff is all like gathered around sad because those people are like, I mean, I'm not saying they're like cold to that shit, but
they'd be
like,
oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, they'd just be like, oh, that sucks. You know, because I mean, they see that shit every day.
Yeah, they deal with this shit. This is their thing.
They don't get fucking emotionally.
Yeah, they don't have a vigil.
They
don't have a vigil for every person that croaks in the hospital. I mean, they got other people to try and
maybe
save.
Maybe if it was like a toddler or something, like someone very young.
Even then, I got to tell you, man, I've seen hospital ICUs and shit. And the people that work in them don't.
I mean, they get a set.
It's not that they don't care.
Yeah,
it's just
they
that they're there with a purpose.
They have to be
detached.
And
a dead body doesn't need them anymore.
Right. And they have to be detached from that situation. I'm not saying they're insensitive or whatever, but I'm, you know, like.
They have to be direct because there are other people on the ICU that are dying that need them. They need the expertise.
Come on, Jesus. Make the heartbeat.
Woo!
Jesus!
A 14-year-old St. Charles boy who spent 15 minutes trapped underwater is continuing to fight for his life.
Oh, dude, it's in Missouri.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
You don't know my son. He is a fighter. So I need you to be the best for John, and you just let God do the rest. You are my pride and joy.
All right,
I can't
question.
Wait to see you.
Then why, I mean, if medical science has told you, like, we've hit our limits, there's nothing else we can do. You just need to be there for so God can do it. Remove him from the hospital if you're just going to rely on prayer.
Yeah,
then just,
take him home.
If they can't do anything for him, like, you still need that life-saving technology.
Get this boy to the church.
So it's that. So it's not
God's got this. And
so it's not. So fuck these life-saving technologies that are keeping him alive. It's just like, we just have to pray now.
Everybody pray. He gonna be fine.
Well, except by the same logic, I could fucking say, Satan, I'm willing to cut a deal. Bring him back.
Yeah, where's
and if he gets brought back, does it mean Satan accepted my offer?
Yeah, where's that inspirational story?
Those baskets and run up and down the court again.
The Smith family asked for one thing. Please pray for John.
That's pointless.
In the water that day, I was ready to give up, but then I hear this voice telling me, go back. Either I'm nuts or God's talking to you. But I don't believe in God.
Come on, dude.
Here we go.
It's God talking to you.
They love this limp dick fucking atheism. They love it. They love to have a limp dick atheist that gives in and becomes a Christian. It's just their favorite little fucking narrative, man. It sucks.
I don't believe.
Something
nobody that doesn't
back.
Believe in God is going to hear the voice of God when they're pulling kids out of the fucking water, dead and frozen. You dumb fucks.
What was the name of the professor in God's Not Dead? TJ, what was his? Like, didn't he have a similar
professor
arc?
Hercules, dude?
Yeah, but didn't he have a similar like arc? Where it was
oh yeah,
like,
he was all antagonistic and angry, and then right at the end, he gets hit by a fucking car, and on his death pavement, he fucking like. Please look, I love Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and then he dies.
You know what I mean? Christians are all like, today is a good day.
Yeah, they were like, what a wonderful thing this is. It's like a dude just got splattered on the street,
yeah,
what
the
you
fuck?
Weirdos.
I believe, but maybe that only goes so far with something like this.
I'm your pastor. I'm supposed to walk alongside you for as long as it takes.
Did you see the Facebook page? It's gone viral.
Also, a lot of people are paying attention. So
the virality of the prayers. God does pay attention to how viral a prayer goes.
She looks like Violet Beauregard after she ate the gum.
Oompa, loompa, doobity-doo.
Oh, man.
Holy there was shit. Some ice and your child fell through.
Wee. Oh, man. What the
I hope
fuck?
He's going to be okay.
We're not going to get through this alone.
My name is Jesus.
From Brian. From John. Surrender.
You surrender.
I think God should just call down like, gluttony's still a sin, bitch.
Your body is your temple.
Somehow surrendering to God.
And yours is a temple of doom.
This doesn't make any sense. Is obviously they're already fucking committed Christians. So if they're already committed Christians, how is saying I surrender to God and give myself to God?
They didn't surrender enough, dude.
You didn't surrender enough? I will. Man. I guess I gotta surrender harder.
So yeah, I saw that trailer.
Yeah, that looks hideous.
Doesn't that look, I mean, yeah, looks pretty good,
hideous,
huh?
Man.
I guess someone in our subreddit was like, I went to go see Shazam and I had to watch this. And
that trailer, oh man.
I felt like I needed to make all of you suffer as I have suffered.
What a sad day. Yeah, we need another one of those fucking, like, Christian feel-good movies like we need a herpes sore, man.
Yeah, we don't have enough of those yet. You notice that? You notice how, like,
just
there's just
everywhere.
Not quite enough?
And they're all so fucking, like, it would be one thing if they were filled with something of substance, you know, anything. But really, all they do is just caricaturize anybody that disagrees with Christians and turn them into somebody who finally comes to the truth. It's a lie that gets told over and over and over again to these people that reinforces their belief.
And it's all these movies,
but
the
it doesn't
same.
Take place out in the fucking real world. At least not like it's portrayed in here. I mean, people do change their minds and convert and shit, but it's just you watch these Christian movies, it feels like that's all that happens. Every Christian life is just dotted with all of these hardcore atheists that have to be convinced. And it's just stupid.
Then I heard the voice of God.
Atheists don't even consider that shit. You don't even have to waste your time on us. We don't even think about it. It's not part of our day. We don't think about, like, what if God? Like, that's just not a thing. We're not all seekers for God. We're done. I've been down the actual road. You guys were never really religious, but I fucking was raised up Christian and shit. I've done it.
Do you ever believe in God, Scotty? Other than yourself.
Do you ever believe in Gord?
Were you ever a God, boy?
When I was very young, when I was maybe like 5 years old and stuff, I believed in God.
Yeah, I believed in God, or at least some conception of God, until like my teens, probably. Like, probably sophomore year of high school is when I really started to go like,
Hey, well, you know what convinced me, too? I was like, someone got me a cross, and I'm like, I'm really tired, I want to go to sleep. I'm going to pray that I go to sleep and then I have really restful sleep. And I did, and I was all like, God is real. Yet again, I was 5 years old, so.
Right.
I mean, that was my proof of God at the time.
It that's some big, the level of proof required.
It wasn't some big tragedy in my life. It was like, I want to get good sleep. Jesus, give me good sleep.
White precious, man. Well, we're going to have to do a cinema for cynics or whatever on that.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have to watch that
immediately
one.
Immediately following that.
That's a great movie.
VOD.
It looks really great. I love it. All right, thank you guys for checking out the pre-post show. Thank
you
for being $10 patrons, but it's time to go and do the regular show now. So hope you all have a good one, and fuck off and die, I guess. Don't fall through the ice.